This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we talked with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy about how conservation practices have been holding up with some near-historic flooding seen along northern Iowa. He talked about the few great stories we've had, but highlighted how wetlands above the lakes region were doing phenomenal work in keeping soil erosion in check. And that's not where the good news about wetlands in Iowa stops. We'll talk more with Secretary Nagy right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Continuing our conversation about wetlands that we started yesterday, Secretary Nagy talks about the positivity we're seeing in the adoption of more practices. While the numbers aren't quite final yet, Nagy believes we're going to set another record in adoption of conservation practices, and wetlands have had the highest growth rate.
You know, historically, these are nitrate-reducing constructed wetlands, and we've got those predominantly in the lobe area, the north central part of the state of Iowa, though they can fit in some other places. But we had a history of building maybe one or two a year. We're getting close to building 30 a year at this point. We're on pace for that, and that's a great thing. These are major projects that have a 150-year lifespan. They treat thousands of acres. They're targeted. The wetland pool itself is in some usually poorer performing ground. It's leaving the best producing ground in production, taking the lowest producing out and putting it in wetlands, preserving your ability to farm those other acres.
Now, when you think of wetlands, you may be thinking of ponds or sloughs or even some creek areas, but Nag says it's much more than that, and they can be a very viable part of your field and farming operation.
This is more than just saying, hey, take a wet spot and just let it be wet. These are constructed. So what we do is what we'd like to do is have tile lines that feed into that wetland or intercept tile lines or maybe even lay that over the top of a drainage ditch. And so you're really catching a significant amount of water that's coming out of the tile drained area. And you construct a wetland, put a berm up. The idea here is that you want to keep, you want to hold the water for just long enough that it denitrifies. And these are very effective. After the water passes through one of these constructed, designed, engineered wetlands, we've got about a 90% reduction in the amount of nitrate in that water. So again, you can see the value of these things. They're really efficient.
Nag encourages farmers to look at their acres, especially after this year of heavy rains and flooding. And this may be a prime time to see where you could be creative with some conservation practices such as wetlands in the future.
And if folks are interested, especially as you look in your fields and you're seeing some things, you're seeing some wet spots, you're seeing some places that you think, what's a better use for that corner of that field? May very well be that a wetland could be the solution there. And there's some significant assistance for that. So again, these are all things I would love for people to be thinking about this year as you're looking at fields, as you're getting in the combine. You know, think about what more you can do from a conservation standpoint to try to help remedy some of the things that we saw happen here. So that conversation is really easy to start. You get into your county conservation office and you go from there.
We've got more on this story, including more comments from Secretary Nagy about wetland growth here in the state. You can find that on iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.